Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rollin' rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like roots of move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah, Chico, you're talking to the, yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo, don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey yo, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo, you counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming, man? I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brothers, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping or rap? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson. Been
welcome to Wrestling It Factor, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Wayne Benitez. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're not living in no shithole. Yes, we living in a wrestling zone. Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, we got a special guest representing the Indies from Texas. Give it up for Kyra Maya.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, it's an honor for you to be on. Yes, you've been in a lot of matches in Texas and other places. Can you tell me, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
The wrestling fan what?
Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Actually, no, I wasn't. I wasn't allowed to watch wrestling when I was a kid. So this was something that was developed when I became older.
Wow. And what got you more interested in it later on?
So a really good friend of mine took me to a local show here, and it was it's pretty cliche, but it was pretty much love at first sight. And so I remember the exact match and everything that I just turned to her, and I was like, I can do this. I want to do this. And after some negotiating with her and her telling me that, you know, that's probably not a good idea, I promise. it finally came to, and I pushed through all the boundaries and became what I wanted to become. Pretty much the gist of it.
Awesome. Do you have any athletic background before pro wrestling?
I did. So I played varsity soccer throughout high school. I actually played soccer the majority of my life. I started when I was a little girl. I played a little bit of football in middle school. I did a little bit of cheerleading, and you know, I was in ROTC, and you know, I was pretty active individual. I played a little bit of basketball my freshman year. And, orienteering, which is like, kind of like cross country, but it's a little bit more, you use a map and a compass, you have to find certain points. And so it ranges from about a half a mile to up to 5 miles, you know, almost just shy of 2K. So. Or, I'm sorry, 6K. So, yeah.
Awesome. And I was about to say model, and because you definitely have a beautiful, gorgeous face as a for a wrestler, awesome.
I'm sorry, it was a little, I don't know if it's our connection, but it was a little muffled there. What did you just say?
You definitely have the model look also for a pro wrestler also.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And who were your trainers that broke you in?
So I originally started with a company called IHWE, local here in with DFW Metroplex, and I worked with several different trainers and workers there, and then after some time, I broke off and went with my, I guess you could call him like my polishing trainer, who was Smoan Beast, Michael Faith, and then, I traveled quite a bit under him in his wing until this recent comeback, and now I locally train at a couple different locations around here.
Awesome. What's your favorite artist you listen to when you train?
Like music?
Yes.
I am actually like a big fan of Pandora, so I don't have a specific musical artist that is my all-time favorite. I have like a plethora of different styles that I enjoy. So it kind of just depends on my mood. If I'm going to go out and jam out to some hip hop, or if I'm going to be listening to some industrial music, or you know, alternative rock or heavy metal, or you know, just I go with the flow.
Awesome. Any memories of your first ever debut match?
I remember my debut match, point for point. I originally broke in as Sarah Frost, and was rebranded and renamed as Kira Maya. And I actually remember both of those matches point for point. My very first match ever was against a guy named Knight. What was it? Knight. Or I don't know. It was a guy underneath a mask. And it was in a gym somewhere, and I came out like dressed out like a guy because I was the mystery opponent, and being the girl that I was supposed to be a big surprise, and it was definitely interesting, and it was a huge eye opener on what to expect. So.
Yes. Definitely one of those surprise matches to put you on a mat, definitely.
Something like that.
All right. And are you a big supporter of mixed tag team matches?
Actually, I am. I currently am a part of one. We're called the Beautiful Creatures. It's with Johnny Melee and myself.
Awesome. Definitely, definitely got to learn from y'all. Definitely, the indies, what mixed tag team wrestling is all about, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
The ones in the indies are much, much hardcore than the WWE's cookie cutter ones.
I think it's, in my personal opinion, the difference between the indie circuit and the WWE, there's nowadays it's not much of one. So, you have different promotions and different, like, step ladders within the indie circuit. Japan is classified as an indie lane. So, you know, you go over to Japan, and they're fierce. I mean, it's insane. Plus, you've got phenomenal promotions around right now that, you know, their production values are through the roof. And ROH is classified as an indie, and they do a great job too, but the talents are picked up through, a lot of the talent for the WWE is picked up through the indie circuit. So, you know, and a lot of those people stay true themselves.
Right.
At least, you know. That's my opinion. So, you know, if other people are going to may be like, well, this chick has absolutely no idea what she's talking about.
Right, and they definitely stopped the man on violence. Men wrestling women basically in WWE.
Towards like Nitro time and you know, they slowly merged away from that back in, you know, the Attitude Era. But you know, WWE and, you know, a lot of wrestling in general has advanced in the way that they perceive women. Now, I don't know if that has anything to do with just the way things have been pushed within the fighting aspect of women with, like, UFC, or if that's just something that's just kind of evolved. Because for a while we took a step back, like women's wrestling took a step back. And so we're progressing and moving forward to a point where it may be a possibility again that it happens. So you never know.
Right. Anything can happen in business. Any memories of working with Bobby Hayton?
I have tons of memories of working with Bobby Hayton. I've worked her countless times. She is a joy to be around. She's a very kind spirit and a positive attitude towards everything, for the most part. You know, like, she definitely has her persona in the ring, and whether we've seen eye to eye in there, you know, is irrelevant. But as a person, Barbie Hayden is a really cool chick, and she's a phenomenal wrestler. So I would definitely, if anybody knows who she is, or you don't know who she is, you can find her anywhere on Instagram or Facebook, Twitter, any kind of social media, and she's definitely worth checking out.
Yes, she's definitely a former alumni to Wrestling X Factor Radio also. Definitely a nice woman and a great wrestler. They're also all over women's wrestling. Definitely, she's been making a splash with appearances, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, even the Mae Young Classic, also tried out.
Yeah, she's doing leaps and bounds. I'm really proud of her and really impressed and how she's evolved. So, I know she took a little sabbatical, you know, for a few months, but she jumped right back in, and she's been going strong.
Awesome. Actually, I think one of the highlight matches was Orlando also, and that was also in the Mae Young Classic, honestly.
Yeah.
It was like so much of the fans was into that match, because that was definitely a...
Right. You're muffled a little bit. I can't quite hear you.
Yes. That was definitely a great match right there, that everyone was into it in the building, definitely.
Yeah. Which match is this? Because the very first part was muffled as well.
Yes, I said Miranda. This was like I forgot the. It was a huge building, definitely.
Against Miranda.
Yes.
Are you talking about the main event match between her and I?
Yes, and main event. Yes.
Oh yeah. That crowd was on fire. It was a really good match. I like Miranda too. She's my bestie. she's a hoot and a half for sure. And she's just like Barbie. You can find her anywhere. And right now she's currently in Japan, so she's living it up. I'll tell you what.
Definitely. A lot of talent is going overseas to Japan and other places. Definitely, like Stardom, for women and other places. There's definitely women's wrestling has taken a lot of leaps in wrestling.
Yes, definitely, for sure.
Yep.
I said, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Yep, yes indeed. And I noticed that another fun match you also had was with Baby D on the phone.
Yeah, I've had a few matchups with Baby D. Baby D is definitely a really strong opponent. She sizes up really well with me. Very strong, very, very strong girl. And though, like, our personalities may clash, and yeah, we may not be best friends, you know, in the ring, She's definitely got a huge following, and she's one heck of a wrestler. So I support her in everything. And, you know, I actually train with her quite frequently. So I have nothing but good things to say about her, and she's going to go somewhere. I can tell you that much. Like, she's one of those girls like me that are bigger on the scene. We're not the traditional female that's out there, and size-wise, and, you know, and we're being accepted for it, which is really, really cool.
Right. What's your memories also of working with Venus Star also?
Oh, Venus?
Yes.
So I worked her actually throughout Oklahoma and Texas. I've worked her in Amarillo, Lawton, Oklahoma. I believe we actually wrestled in Oklahoma City. And DFW area and all of that. Miss Star Venus is a character in herself. She's a very positive attitude towards a lot of things. And a lot of these girls, you know, that you're mentioning, that I just adore them all. She's no longer located in the area. I believe she moved up north somewhere. But match-wise, she can be very arrogant in ways, but she has a reason to be. I recall us working in Oklahoma, and she was with the Bronze Bull back then. She was the queen, and she was epic, and bright blonde hair, and it was just, it was a really cool way to present yourself. And it was back with, like, Erica Torres and all of that. But she's really fluid. She's a really sweet girl. But at the same time, she doesn't take anything. Like, she'll go toe-to-toe with just about anybody.
Yeah, she definitely
took them up.
Right. Yeah, she definitely quick on the feet for the size of this thing. It's somewhat smaller. Yeah. Also, what you think of basically the first ever Women's Royal Rumble?
I'm stoked about it. I'm actually really excited that it's happening. Who the winner is going to be, like, I don't know, but I can tell you what, I'll definitely be watching.
Yeah, more people looking forward to it could be Ronda Rousey as a surprise.
Right.
Yes, this could be, you never know, this could be a, one of where they present a trophy or something like that, a women's trophy, or they get a number one contender, yeah. Yeah, that's, Yeah, man, I've seen numerous of women type of rumbles throughout the indie scene also.
Oh, yeah, I've been a part of a few of them.
Yeah.
I actually have a similar style match. It's a very unique type of match that's coming up. Not this weekend, but the following weekend, that I think is going to be, I mean, it's going to be something to put in the books for sure.
Definitely. And I know that you also took on a legend name in the ring also, Doink the Clown.
I did take on Doink. Before he passed away, yes.
Mm.
He was a very, very kind soul, and actually one of my Royal Rumbles was with him, and he was the one that actually took me out. So he was a great guy, really kind person and a great wrestler, so really, really sucks that he's no longer with us.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely sucked. Yeah, he was a very good talent. And he was very good at storytelling, and actually believed that even as a as a kid watching this, hey, wait a minute, that's a real, that gotta be a real clown, it gotta be.
Right.
But once he would start to talk and everything, it was oh yeah. Wait a minute, I do remember him. That's Big Josh from WCW in World Class. It was one of those, during those times when clowns during that time was starting to be in evil mode also. The evil clown era of the 90s. All right. And any future opponents we'd like to face in the future?
So within the indie circuit, I'm actually facing them all. So within like the next month or so, actually. So I guess I'm going to have to be making my goals a little bit higher. I do have one that I would love to be in the ring with. I was supposed to work her several years ago, but it just didn't work out with Ruby Reyes, who I adore, and she is just this phenomenal worker that it would just be, I think, epic, would blow the house down.
Definitely also. Even a WWE women's legend also, like Victoria also, you like to work in the future. I see that'll be a good match between you and her, definitely.
Hopefully.
Also, you also have plans on working with like promotions like Shimmer and Shine one day.
Yeah. So that is a goal to be had, and something that I'm working towards. It's not something that is going to be happening right now, but may happen in the future. the real thing is gaining mobility and polishing up after taking my break and making sure that I'm where I feel I need to be in order to present. And I have a feeling that's going to be coming very soon.
I'm going to be definitely hoping that the opportunity comes soon. You never know. You might be at NXT television or something.
Well, in order to succeed, you must fail. It's the only way you learn.
Right. Anything you'd like to plug out there for fans out there?
Just fans in general? Yeah, like, I love you all. whether bad guy, good guy, you know, you guys are the ones that come out and bust it and cheer for us. And if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. So that's facts right there.
Now, kudos to the fans. Any upcoming shows you'd like to plug?
Sure. So I'm pretty much booked up and lined out until probably the middle of this year. There's a huge match going on. The 28th, yes, the 28th of this month in Houston, Texas, if you're in the area, you want to come and check it out. It's Renegade Wrestling Revolution. And then if you look into February, you can check out Reality of Wrestling, Ladies Night Out. You know, you were talking about Barbie Hayden. I know she was one of the very first ones that were announced. And you never know exactly who you may see.
Wow. Anything can happen at Ladies Night.
Anything can happen. For sure.
And also, you can come back anytime to the show, Kyra, anytime to Wrestling Effective Radio for rant, raving, or even cutting a promo on any of your opponents also.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. I had fun.
Yes. It's an honor of you of you being on Wrestling X Factor. You can come back anytime. The floor is always open for you.
Well, the pleasure was all mine.
Excellent. You have a blessed evening.
You too, darling. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful and talented Kyra Maya. If you like this episode, it's right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio or the Facebook fan page at WrestlingItFactorRadio/ItFactorEntertainmentRadio. Wayne Benitez. You know what, the people that work for Wrestling X Factor Radio. Sending everyone a good night. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Woo! like I'm Ripley. Little finger to the big boss, man, aka police. Guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep 'cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless that be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, 'cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, 'cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, for you this bitch is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Like I be hover, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brothers, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Nah? Is you rapping or rap? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium's pop. Niggas tweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? 'Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.